This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news for Arizona taxpayers. It never rains in Southern California and the rest of the Golden State until it does. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, some of what we're going to be talking about during this show, plus Nail the Score playoff style that happens at the tail end of the hour. All you have to do is call in or shoot us an email with your guess once I announce the game of the week. But first, are you the winner of $1.10 billion? Yes, Mega Millions. Here are the numbers. 7, 13, 14, 15, 18 in the Mega Ball. 9. Maybe you're listening to this show and you had no idea. You had no clue. You had that ticket crumpled up in your pocket. You were waiting to check the numbers. I just gave them to you. Wouldn't it be shocking if that was what you had in your pocket? You got to think about that. 13, 14, 15, you go to 18, all low numbers. So interesting. I had two numbers not on the same lines, but I do have a good story to tell you about that. You want to hear it? Of course you do. You are my captive audience. So here's the scoop. In the great state of Florida, I mentioned this briefly the other day, in getting a lottery ticket, getting lottery tickets, because, you know, I'm not a lottery player, a normal lottery player, but when it gets high, sure, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get some lottery tickets. And some other people wanted me to get lottery tickets, so we put it all in, and I went to the vending machine at the Wawa convenience store. But here's the deal. When you put the money in the machine, they don't give you change. So whatever you put in, you're not getting change from it. But there's other options. There's scratch-offs or whatever to use the last of your couple of dollars. So I had that awkward amount where there was just a little bit left over, and I hit a, you know, punched a scratch-off ticket in. So it comes out of the machine along with the Mega Millions ticket. And I go home, and of course I'm doing that crazy news thing and talking to people and talking to people in the sports world and texting and all that stuff, the stuff I love to do. And I scratch off the ticket, and I'm scratching, and it was this weird game where it's like crossword puzzle, and you have these letters that come up, and then if you match three of them in the words, that counts as one, and then two, and then three, and they have a little chart on the side. And it says, you know, oh, hey, if you get three of them, you win $20. If you get four, you win this, you win that. And if you get 11, you win $1 million. And if you win 12, you win more than $1 million. So I keep looking at the letters, and I have these letters, and I have these letters, and this word, and that word, and this word. And then there's crazy words, title, I had that, and I had this other word, and I'm just messing around with it. And I look at it, and I'm writing these words, and I'm like, this can't be right. Have I really won $1 million? And I started to get that feeling. You know that feeling where you can't believe something's happening to you? My palms kind of get itchy. And I'm thinking, wow, did I win $1 million on this $10 scratch-off ticket? Is that possible? Because, again, I don't know how to play this game. I'm just reading the rules on the back. So I go to the Wawa convenience store. They pop the ticket in the little machine, and they say, congratulations, you are a huge winner. And I'm thinking, this is insane. Well, I mean, is confetti going to come down? Are they going to tell me I have to drive to the lottery office? I won $50. But $50, hey, that's not bad, but it's no million. So I think I learned a lesson in that. Better know the rules of what you're doing before you get yourself so excited. I mean, I already had that spent driving to the Wawa convenience store. All the people I was going to treat. It wasn't even about, I didn't even have anything on my list for me. So I'm giving it to other people. So anyway, somebody out there may have $1.110 billion, the winning ticket, maybe a group of people, who knows? Or it rolls over again, and it's going to be another huge lottery coming up at the tail end of the week. We'll see, because it hasn't been released just yet. This is a big night in Hollywood, but what's really strange is a lot of the people, like Kevin Costner, who I love, one of my favorite shows is Yellowstone. A lot of you watch Yellowstone. I'm addicted to it. 12 million people watched this last version of Yellowstone, the latest season, which is cut in half. And, you know, he's a rancher, and he's in Montana, and he's a tough guy, and he's perfect. He's just perfect for the role. It's a great show. And he wins. He wins an award. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get to see Kevin Costner, and he grew up on the West Coast, and he loves cowboys, and he loves what he's doing, and westerns, and all that stuff. But he couldn't make it because he had to shelter in place, is what they said, because he was stuck in that area in Santa Barbara where it is underwater, where there are cars, mudslides, terrible, terrible, terrible what's happened there. Somehow, some of the other actors or directors or whatever managed to get out because they were probably in areas where it wasn't quite like Santa Barbara and that San Luis Obispo area and Montecito, and it just depended. It was kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to who got hit worse. They were all dealing with rain. There was no question about that. Just a couple of quick notes. One of them, Austin Butler won a Gold Globe for his portrayal of Elvis, which I thought was brilliant. I think the Elvis movies won. Y'all should go see it because I think you would like it, and he deserved to win that award, so good for him. And then there was Angela Bassett, who won for her portrayal in the Marvel film Wakanda Forever, and she's just that classy actress that pulls it off. You know, she played a long time ago Tina Turner and won an award for that in, I think, the 90s. But she was Queen Ramonda in the Black Panther sequel, and which, of course, didn't have the late Chadwick Boseman in it, who was brilliant as Black Panther. And I thought that was a really good moment. And certainly there were others. There were big winners, and it's, I don't care about award shows, but it is just something to see how what the Hollywood foreign press picks out, how it's voted on, how they decide what are the shows that get the awards and who are the actors and who's honored and all that kind of stuff. So meanwhile, while that's going on at Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills Hilton, you got a large sinkhole that opened in Los Angeles County. It swallowed a couple of cars. It was lucky that there were some big rescues that happened, because there was a teenage daughter and a mother in one of the cars that just fell right into the sinkhole, and that thing can just swallow you up and kill you, seriously. And they were rescued in the middle of that crazy, crazy rain. So thousands of Californians under evacuation orders, heavy rainfall or shelter in place continues, and it's all in different pockets of the state. Like suddenly now there's more too in Southern California. Thunderstorms drenching Northern California Tuesday afternoon. More rain coming on Wednesday and Thursday. I mean, listen, across the state, 20 million people, this is one of our most populous states, are under flood alerts, and the scary risk of mudslides spreading to that L.A. and San Diego areas, and flash floods. My friends, I know some of you have been through that and narrowly escaped. It is no joke. The Golden State is in trouble. Really, really sad to see some of the things that are happening there. Bad news for Arizona taxpayers. Why? Find out on the flip side.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What's this about President Joe Biden and classified docs? What about Weaselberg, number two dude for the former President Trump, going to Rikers? Wells Fargo says no to housing. What? Traffic is back in a very big way. Would you be shocked to know that Chicago is the most congested city at number one? Ooh, yikes. I hate traffic. How much do you all hate traffic? Just raise your hands. I have these special glasses. I'm looking around from the West Coast. Sorry about what's happening there. All the way through the South and the Southeast and all the way across the Midwest and the Northeast and in the great state of Florida. I can see a lot of people do not like traffic. People don't like taxes either. Taxes that they think they shouldn't be paying anyway. So how about this? Arizona taxpayers are going to foot the bill to put up and take down the former governor, Doug Ducey's shipping container border barriers that, you know, he was putting up, which there's such a huge problem in Arizona. There is. I've talked about my experiences with the Border Patrol, and it's no joke. Politics aside on any of this, if you have been close to what's happened at all in some of these major crossing areas or some that are more sparse, it's the same game, and it's been going on for decades, and it spikes. It spikes when it gets worse. Drugs spike at a certain time. Moving people strikes at a certain time. It just depends. So Arizona's going to take down that makeshift wall made of shipping containers at the Mexico border, settling a lawsuit with the government. But in the end, it's going to cost Arizona more than $200 million, because the effort to fill in the holes and the border fencing and all of that. What Ducey had to do is he had to succumb to the federal pressure. He agreed to remove the barriers in late December. So the contracts and whatever the projections were that opened up after that show that the $200 million effort from the initial construction of the barrier to the cost of tearing it down and moving the containers. And so that's where it is. $76 million to tear down is... that's what it's going to be. And then the $57.2 million to take the shipping containers down and then moving it out and all that that contains. So it's not cheap to do that, right? On top of that, they have another cost to move the shipping containers from a Sierra Vista staging area to Tucson. We have lots of listeners in Tucson, KVOI. That's projected for another $9.8 million. So how do you arrive at that number, give or take? Because, you know, it can always be more than estimated, or it could be maybe a little bit less. And if you remember, it was all about filling some of the gaps near Yuma, and that was going to be 6, but then that became 13, because that's what I said, that's what happens. You think it's going to be one thing, and then it turns out to be another thing. And it's getting torn down, so it's interesting because in the end, it's the whole, you know, you construct it, you do the maintenance of it, and that's it. Now it's down, and Arizona voters are, you know, let their voices be heard, but they're the ones, the Arizonans are the ones that in the end have to pay for it, whether they thought it was a great idea, wasn't a good idea, and it's not staying. So whatever initially was going to be paid, and I'm sure many of you have seen pictures of this, you now are going to see that all come down. It's really, really, really tough to maintain the areas that we're talking about, the miles and miles and miles and miles of trying to keep the border safe, clean, whatever, is much tougher than I think people realize. In the meantime, you've got what's happening in Washington, the typical two-step of the Potomac when it comes to politics, and we could go in a lot of directions with that, but I think it's about documents again. So this is really wild. The president's personal lawyer said they discovered classified documents November 2nd. What date is it? We're already going into yet another week soon in the beginning of a new year in January. They said they discovered them in a locked closet. So it's going to be investigated. The records are going to be investigated. House Republicans are going to, they plan to investigate, and the former president asked when the FBI would raid Biden's home. It was just set up for that, right? Because, of course, wait, you came down on me, I'm coming down on you. So there doesn't seem to be any explanation about this. At a news conference in Mexico, because the president finally went over the border to talk about what's happening with the border between Mexico, he said he was briefed about the discovery and was surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office, and just kept saying, we're cooperating fully with the review, which I hope will be finished soon. There will be more detail at that time. So this, again, is set up for, okay, well, what kind of documents are these? Classified documents in a locked closet, so you're pointing fingers at us, and we're pointing fingers back at you. Supposedly, they were packing files at the office he used at the end of the Obama administration when he was VP in 2017 until his presidential campaign in 2020. They're saying it's a small number. They haven't described the number or the type of documents. That's the thing. So the documents weren't the subject of any requests, previous requests or inquiry by the archives or any of that. But what supposedly the explanation is the lawyers were clearing out the office. They were sending documents to a secure office in the Capitol and found the classified records in a box in a locked closet. What is the deal with documents? And people don't realize where these documents are. We have classified documents that suddenly pop up. So it doesn't look good, and it just, again, makes it easy to throw a punch back because you're calling us out, so we're going to call you out. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana told reporters that a president is the only official with the authority to declassify documents, and Biden appeared to hold classified documents for years as he was criticizing Trump for taking classified documents with him. And so he said, I wonder why the press isn't asking the same questions of him as a vice president taking classified documents that they were asking of President Trump. So, we'll see what this investigation ultimately uncovers. You have to be so careful when you start to go after, I'll call it, the other side, and then it comes back and bites you, even if it is a little bit different. All right, so Wells Fargo. If you think of mortgages, Wells Fargo, they were really pushing mortgages. I had just a bank account at Wells Fargo, and I can't tell you how many pieces of mail I got about mortgages, you know, all of that. They say they're stepping away from the housing market, right? It's too radioactive, probably. So what they're trying to do is they say they're just focusing on home loans for existing bank and wealth management customers and borrowers in minority communities, but they're saying forget about it. The whole idea where they, this is what they did, they bought loans made by third-party lenders, and they're shrinking that mortgage service area that they were doing. So that's obviously going to result in more layoffs for anything connected to bank mortgages there. How many jobs? I mean, who knows? But they are currently, I mean, it's huge news, really. They're currently the biggest mortgage lending bank, so it's going to shrink what that service is. And they're only making those home loans to bank clients and the minority, like I said, borrowers. That's it. So a lot of people are going to be doing business with somebody else, and it is an interesting shift, right? Because mortgages are the biggest category of debt held by you and me. It's the American dream, right? 71% of the $16.5 trillion in household balances. Wow, that's such a big number. That's what it is. And that was the whole thing about Wells Fargo. They were all about the home loans. They were the top lender. They had the volume. And so that is an interesting turn for them to make. And I think part of it is because of so much of what's now changed in the mortgage industry, right? That they're looking at what's happening and who the newer players are, and it doesn't make any sense. I think that's the reason why. Your thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security headed to the southern border again this week. He says the Biden administration is planning to call for more Border Patrol agents.
So that migration surges do not force mitigation measures of last resort like bridge closures.
December set a record for illegal immigrant arrests with more than 300,000 in that month alone. Blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plain States, including North Texas, in Kansas, and Oklahoma. There's a larger winter storm still dumping snow on other Midwest states as well. Some places could get a half foot or more of fresh snow. And the Michigan Wolverines are the college football playoff national champions. Michigan defeated Washington 34-13 in the championship game at NRG Stadium in Houston. With the win, the Wolverines earned their first national title since 1997. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their...
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Oh, let's dive right into it. This is from Brad, listening to us in New Orleans on 990 AM WGSO. Big shout out to them. They've been an affiliate for a long time. We appreciate the support. Brad says, oh, I love it, girl, when you talk about Louisiana. And I heard you mention about what's happening in California. We live in a bowl, and they know what we've been through. It is whiplash, darling, when it comes to water down here, as you truly know and have been through yourself. I really, really feel for California. Is everything that I see with those mudslides and some of the falling rocks is frightening. In that one place, Santa Cruz, I can remember years ago taking my kids there, and it was really kind of a cool little enclave, and they had this wild sort of carousel in an old kind of boardwalk, and I can't imagine how beaten up that's been, but certainly that coastline has taken a bruising, and boy, oh boy, Mother Nature, as you have said, can be wicked. When you come down here, let us know so we can come and meet you as you do your show. Now, that would be fun. That would be fun to go on location and do a show right there in the French Quarter. I do have that on my list of something I'd like to do. I want to do a bus thing and go to the various affiliates, go to all the places around the country from Michigan to Louisiana to Kentucky to Minnesota to New York to Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas. I mean, you get the idea. California, be really, really fun. All right, speaking of California, this is from a Californian. This is from Maxine, and she says she listens to us on KCAA, 1050 AM. Kate, Riverside has mostly been spared, not spared horrible weather, but spared some of what we've seen in Montecito and in San Luis Obispo and Santa Maria area, roads that have been massively closed off. It's not that there aren't problems, there are, but not quite what you're seeing there. And it is kind of one of those whack-a-mole situations. I have family and friends all over the California coastline, and even further in, and in Fresno, my sister-in-law is dealing with nightmarish moments, kids off of school and all of that. So really, really keep us in your thoughts, because this isn't going away. It's going to come back. In the next couple of days, we're going to see it. Then it comes back again. It's not done with us yet. Yeah, you know, that's the crazy thing about this storm. So it's not like, oh, this is awful. We got so much rain in such a short amount of time. No, it kind of reminds me in a way different way of what Hurricane Harvey did in New Orleans, and in Louisiana they had that, but Houston was really where it just kept going round and round and slowly just dumping water. You know, California flooding, 14 have been killed. Millions are under evacuation orders, and really, I hear that number keeps climbing, that now they're even saying 17 have died in California. And so there's different disasters that California is ready for. And one thing that they're not really, I think, prepared for is this atmospheric rivers thing that has slammed into that state in the last couple of weeks. Look, they deal with earthquakes. They deal with drought. They deal with wildfires. Yep, they've dealt with mudslides. But this is off the charts. This is off the charts. And that slowly rising water that seems innocent, and then it's massive and moves so fast. I mean, just crazy, all this rain at one time and then coming back in these dramatic, dramatic shifts. Really, really tough. All right, then let's go to Philip. And Philip says, nanny, nanny, nah, too bad for President Joe. Now he has his own nightmare with documents. Be careful what you wish for and how hard you go after your opponents. He's acting like he's surprised, and he might be surprised, but it is just right up there for every Republican to tee off on Joe and his classified records that were locked up in the closet. Philip, I couldn't agree more. It is like the best gift any of the evening talk show host comedian types, television wise, could hope for too, because they can tee it up too. Definitely. And he said he's surprised the classified records, and he might be, but it's, you can't, you know, you, how do you go after the former president for that very same thing? And you can compare documents, and you can compare amounts of documents and all of that, but you can't really deny that it would become a double standard here, right? It is. I mean, yeah, we're calling you out on this, but wait a second. Back in November, this happened. How long was that there when you were VP? What's in those documents, right? And this is what's being said, of course, and it's not surprising. I mean, it's that whole equal treatment thing. What do we expect as American people? What do we think? I mean, listen, you're tapping on their door, you're tapping on in on Trump, and now you've got this situation, and we don't know what it is. We don't know what's in there. The personal attorneys for him found the documents when they were cleaning out his former offices, and that happened back in November. So now you go to, oh, somebody leaked it. So that was months and months ago. How come that wasn't talked about, right? And you know, supposedly, the attorneys say they immediately, and I'm sure they did, because they've seen what happens. They alerted the White House counsel. Well, did the White House counsel advise? Because they say they notified the National Archives and Records Administration. They say they claimed the documents the next day. So, no matter what, was it a massive overreach by the FBI? Was it a massive overreaction this summer to execute the search warrant at the personal home of the former president? I'm thinking a lot of people are going to say, that's called double standard. So, you know, be careful what you say, what you do, what happens when, even if it's smaller, even if the documents are different, whatever, it is a double standard. Absolutely. All right, let's go to this one. It's Michelle. And Michelle says, hey, Kate Delaney, I have been listening to your show now for a couple of years. My husband is a big fan. That's how I actually heard about you. We had different hours for our jobs. And he listens for some of your subtle jokes that he said he wonders if other people get and are smart enough to understand. Wow. Okay, I'm going to take that as compliment. And he likes it when you do your cheap movie reviews because we don't get to really have a lot of time with the kids, with everything else that's going on, to plan out what we're going to stream or fall into a decent movie half the time. We're trying to figure out if when we're exhausted and we're watching something, if it's really worth it to invest the time because we really don't know, frankly, because we don't have the time to review all of it. So keep doing more of that. We need to get rid of all the head trash, if you know what I mean. I think I know what you mean. You've heard me say that word before, head trash, where you're just so stressed and have so much going on. So what's your release? How do you release the stress? I mean, are you watching Kevin Costner in Yellowstone? Are you watching movies? Are you streaming other series? Are you not doing any of that and you're smashing golf balls on the golf course somewhere or teeing it up at Top Golf or whatever it is? It doesn't have to be a golf thing. It could be anything, or taking long walks in the woods or just walking your crazy dog. Who knows? But, yeah, we will keep doing them. Trust me, there are some new things out there that might be pretty decent for all of you to see. If you've seen Avatar, I mean, it's like Avatar is just a ATM machine. Now, Avatar, The Way of the Water, didn't win any of those special golden prizes in Hollywood on Tuesday night, but it has definitely got people paying the money to go and watch essentially the sequel, let's put it that way. So it should absolutely hit 2 billion plus. I can't imagine that wouldn't happen. All right, let's get another one in here real quick. This one is from William, and William says, oh, how I would like to win the Mega Millions, but I checked my ticket for the first time as it all was unfolding, Kate, and alas, I had one number that means nothing on one line. I bought about $10 worth of numbers, and that's okay, but I sure would love to hit a jackpot like that one. Well, just so you know, your odds are one. The chances of winning a Mega Millions jackpot are so slim. How slim, you say? The odds, one in 302.6 million. Let me say that again. You go and you buy a lottery ticket, you would absolutely feel like you were the luckiest person on the planet if you hit it because of knowing those odds, right? One in 302.6 million. That's crazy. It's just crazy hard. It's kind of like what I say. Coming up next, we have Nail the Score, and it seems like it would be easy to nail the score, and we've had two people nail the score in the past. But it's not as easy as it thinks. You think, I pick out a game, and this time it's the playoff games. I pick out a playoff game. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be, who's going to win the game, and wouldn't you think somebody would have the exact score and nail it? Not so easy, my friends. You can call and be a part of it, 855-266-5283. Again, to nail the score, once I announce the game in our next segment, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it's still time to nail the score. 855-266-5283. Again, if you want to nail the score, 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. The game of the week for the playoffs, this wild card round anyway, it's at Raymond James Stadium. There are pirate ships, at least one big one. That's a hint. Dallas is favored by 2.5. The over-under on this game, 45.5 points. The Dallas Cowboys coming to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers NFC wild card playoffs. It's on Monday. Monday night is perfect for this, especially if Troy Aikman, along with Joe Buck, on the call. Troy Aikman, the former Cowboy great, Hall of Famer. So that will be interesting, and it caps off the weekend because all the other games will have been finished. The Giants and the Vikings, the Ravens and the Bengals, the Dolphins and the Bills, the Chargers and the Jags, the Seahawks and the 49ers. All of them will be wrapped up, and you can just put your feet up and watch the game on Monday. So then the question becomes, who wins the game, and what is the final score? Perfect to go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shall we play a game?
Always ready to play a game with you, definitely. I think this is a tough one to call.
This is the way the Cowboys looked the other day, and that was ridiculous. But you know, let's just play everybody and see what happens. I'm thinking Dallas 31-29.
Ooh, I like it. Cowboys winning it 31-29. I will tell you, because of course of the affinity I have for the Cowboys, as you know, Pete, I got a meme from one of my neighbors in Florida, and it had a picture of Dak Prescott, and it said eliminated. So they're raising the flags, and I'm thinking of a way to get back at them, and I'll let you know what I do on
the air. Maybe they won't have a Hamlin moment with Brady.
That's right. Who knows? I think it's going to be interesting. I like your guess. Pete, thanks. Enjoy the game, and thanks for trying to nail the score. Anybody else who wants to jump in, you can certainly do that, too, as well, at 855-266-5283. See, that's what's interesting. It's like Pete mentioned Brady, right? So people, you think of Tom Brady, and you think of the guy that is the comeback king, right, that you've seen in the playoffs before. But he's really had some big stumbles. The offense has sputtered for the Buccaneers. I mean, they get into the playoffs at 8-9, so it was a weak division, let's face it. The Cowboys 12-5, and they've had some stunning moments, and they have some incredible players on their defense, and they've had to mess around with injuries. Tampa has some of that too. I mean, the offensive line, you can't emphasize enough how important the offensive line is, especially for a quarterback like Tom Brady. But Dak Prescott in that last game and in a couple of games this season has just looked, I mean, it was the worst you saw from Dak Prescott. He stayed in, and it was the worst that you saw until it was just pitiful. It was like a mercy at the end. Like, hey, we have 2 seconds left. I mean, it was terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. To lose to the Commanders that way, the Commanders, 26-6. I thought, am I really seeing this? I mean, I could barely watch that game. But now it's the playoffs. And the Cowboys are in the playoffs, but Tom Brady knows that too. Whether they limped into the playoffs, had a weak division, had problems, it doesn't matter. You can wipe all of that clean because it's about moving forward. It's a whole new opportunity, right? And anybody who's been around the game or covered the game, or all of you fans out there, you know it. You've seen it. We've seen the improbable happen. And we've also seen the probable happen, where what you think is going to happen with a superior team, well, guess what? It does. Right? And I think this is a coin flip. That's why the Cowboys are only favored by 2.5. I mean, that's it. 2.5. However, they're getting 2.5 in the Buccaneers' home territory. So that shows you what the oddsmakers, as they sharpen their pencils, what they think of the chances of Tampa Bay. Yeah, it's there. Flip a coin. But, we're still going with the Cowboys. Let's go to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro, and see what he thinks. Jeremy, hello. What do you think?
Well, I think that's going to be a tough game because both offenses are doing really bad.
Yep.
But I think the Cowboys have a better defense. So I'm going to say the Cowboys, but I don't think it's going to be that high of a game. I'm going to say 17-14.
17-14, complete opposite, you're right, of Pete's. And you're right about the defenses versus the offenses. So two Cowboys so far on that one. Thanks, Jeremy. And we got a couple of emails, too, and I'll go to those in a second, but I'm going to give you my guess. I agree that You just look at Micah Parsons. I mean, he's a wrecking machine for the Cowboys, and he loves to get him some Brady, that's for sure. I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it, too. And I think the final score is somewhere in between what Pete and Jeremy have said. I think it's going to be 24 to 21 Cowboys. 24 to 21 Cowboys. We have Sharon listening to us in an equally cold but great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
In breaking news.
Hey there.
Sharon, what do you think, Cowboys or Tampa Bay?
I'm going to go with my home team, Tampa Bay.
What's the score?
Sixwing.com/Bucks.
27-24 Bucks. You know, they say down here, raise the flag. So you are raising the flags for the home team, Sharon. We'll see if Tom Brady can get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good luck. Enjoy the game.
I think I'm going to be able to watch it. Is it a 1 o'clock game?
It's a Monday night game.
Oh, even better.
That's what I say, even better, because all the other games for the weekend will be over, and we can all just chill and relax and watch the Monday night game. Sharon, thanks so much for staying plugged in with us and playing Nail the Score. Good luck to you, just like Pete. And so she says, hey, even better, you can watch it on Monday, and that's right, you can watch it on Monday. And I like that, right? I like that idea that you have the Monday night game after the rest of the weekend to just chill and watch it. And I think it's really, really tough when you look at the schedule, you chart the offense, you chart the defense, you look at the injuries, and I think the thing that the Cowboys have had to deal with, they've had to deal with a couple of key injuries, too. I'll tell you a guy that I think is just incredible for the Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch. Watching him play, boy, I wouldn't want him chasing me down anywhere. I mean, he's also somebody who gets in the face of whoever it is who happens to be the quarterback, which would be Brady or any of the key players in front of him, but he's dealing with injuries, a neck injury, and that's part of the deal with all these teams. If you send me some emails with the guests, anybody out there, like I got one from Billy, I got one from Tom, and it looks like I have one from Joseph. Got a couple of Josephs listening, and I promise all three of you that it will count because you got it in before the top of the hour. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score, and thanks to all of you for listening to this first hour of the show. Fingers crossed, prayers are up. Come on, California, we're thinking about you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.